When police officers encounter someone going through a mental health crisis, communication can be difficult and the situation may turn violent. Last summer, a mentally ill man engaging in threatening behavior was fatally shot by a Madison police officer. The city's current class of police recruits recently underwent a day of training to better understand the struggles faced by those with mental illness and how to best assist them.
WPR's Bridget Bowden has been following the recruits as they make their way through the police academy. She was on hand to observe the training, which included an exercise that simulated the effects of a mental health crisis.
During their block of training on mental health, Madison's 23 police recruits participate in an activity called Hearing Voices. The idea is to help them better understand what it's like to experience certain symptoms of mental illness. Recruit Claire Glady plugs earbuds into a red iPod. She hits play and starts to hear music. Then, voices.
Keep your eyes down now. Keep your eyes down.
Keeping the earbuds in, she completes a list of tasks, including a word search and simple counting. Then she takes a short verbal test.
I'm going to say 5 words. You don't have to repeat them to me now, but try to listen carefully. Cat, book, cigar, damage, rain.
But the questions are nearly impossible to answer because of the voices coming through her earbuds.
Name the last 4 presidents of the United States.
Barack Obama.
They're laughing at you. They know.
Bush.
So messed up.
Missy, I have Missy, Clinton. Missy. I have no idea.
The activity simulates auditory hallucinations that someone who has schizophrenia or is in psychosis might experience. Glady says she learned how difficult everyday life can be with these symptoms.
I experienced how hard it is, and now I don't share the experience. Obviously, it was just an exercise, but I have a better understanding of what it may be like to have that. I only had it for 10 minutes, so to have that for a lifetime would be very difficult.
Lindsay Wallace is the executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness of Dane County. She facilitated the exercise. Wallace hopes the recruits learned how difficult simple tasks can be if you are hearing voices.
I think it's, you know, part of what we're trying to do is show more empathy and compassion, and the best way to do that is to have them go through similar situations of what would it be like if somebody was talking in your ear constantly.
She spoke to the recruits about her own experience being hospitalized during a mental health crisis.
I am very surprised law enforcement wasn't called when I went through that stage, and so I think it's important for them to know that, you know, their first interaction with somebody is likely to be at that crisis level, and you're not the best person you can be when you're in crisis.
Sarah Henriksen is the law enforcement liaison for Journey Mental Health. She works with the MPD on crisis intervention and other mental health issues. She says she doesn't expect an officer to have the same level of expertise as a mental health clinician.
Just like I don't think we should expect our social workers to be tactically trained to disarm people from weapons, I don't think we should expect our police officers to be psychologists or clinical social workers or things like that.
In 2015, the MPD designated 5 people as full-time mental health officers. Instead of being out on patrol, they focus specifically on cases where mental health issues are involved. Andy Naylor is one of those officers.
I don't consider myself a mental health expert per se, in the sense that I don't diagnose people. I don't prescribe medication, that kind of thing, but I know who does.
He says a big part of his job is getting people connected to the resources they need. And for someone experiencing a mental health crisis, that could keep a potentially violent police interaction peaceful. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Bridget Bowden joins us now in the studio. Bridget, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have a sense of how frequent an issue this is, dealing with mental health crises for a police department like the one in Madison?
Right. So police officers may encounter someone who's having a mental health crisis really a lot. So I don't know exactly how to put a number to encounters. But as far as emergency detentions for people who are needing to be taken to a treatment facility, I do have numbers. So last year in 2016, the Madison Police Department had a total of 196 emergency detentions.
And we heard in your piece there, nobody expects police officers to be fully trained mental health care professionals, but very often they may be the first point of contact between somebody dealing with a mental health crisis and the wider system. Does that put a lot of pressure on these recruits as they're considering these issues?
Absolutely. I mean, if you see someone on the street acting strangely, or you know, you have a loved one who seems to be having a mental health crisis, I think that most people would probably call 911, and the police would probably be the first people to show up. And so it is a lot of pressure because these recruits are having to learn a lot of things. You know, they're learning everything from how to make a traffic stop to how to disarm people tactically. And then you've got this mental health stuff on top of that. And you're right, they're not doctors. They're not physicians. They can't prescribe people medicine or make diagnoses. So...
And we heard that hearing voices exercise where they're trying to answer questions, not complicated questions, but while something like an auditory hallucination is being played for them. Did you try this one yourself? You've done, while you're embedded with the recruits, you've done some of these. Did you do this?
I did actually do this activity.
What was that like?
Yeah, I did this activity with the recruits, and it was very disorienting. So I had earbuds in, connected to a small iPod that played this track with all the voices. And we had to do a series of tasks, including a word search, and we had to go outside and count all the windows in the building. And then there was this test where we were asked simple questions like, can you remember these five words? Or who's the vice president? And yeah, having the voices in your head made it really difficult to focus on the task in front of you.
And so the idea from the recruit's point of view is if somebody isn't complying or seeming to make sense even, this might be one of the things they should consider. Is that right?
Absolutely. I think a big point of all of this training that they went through with mental health was just to try and plant the seed in their head that if they contact someone who seems to be acting strangely or maybe isn't communicating normally, that they should consider that this person might be having a mental health crisis or might have mental illness, and maybe they need to think about a different way to speak to that person or to behave around that person.
What other kind of things did they do in addition to that hearing voices exercise as part of this mental health training?
Yeah, they did a bunch of different things. So there was a psychiatrist who came in and really broke down the details of some common mental illnesses like schizophrenia and depression, and just told them about what the common signs of those diseases may be. They also had a panel discussion where a group of people who actually do have diagnosed mental illness came in and spoke to them about their mental illness and about different times that they've come in contact with the police. So I think that was really a big learning experience for a lot of the recruits, is getting to talk to people who actually have experienced this firsthand.
In that piece, you mentioned people who are five officers on the department who are trained as mental health officers. Can you tell us more about the role they'd play from day to day?
Sure. So these are officers who, instead of being out on patrol, you know, in a squad car taking calls and going to whatever calls, you know, might be out there, these are officers who are specifically assigned to cases that might have a mental health component. And there's also a group of officers called mental health liaisons that are out on patrol, but they also do additional work with mental illness.
So as you saw from this training, when someone with a mental health crisis ends up being arrested in Madison, what happens next to try to connect them with care or treatment?
Sure. It depends on the case. Certainly, at least the officers that I've talked to, Officer Andy Naylor, for example, one of the mental health officers, he, I think, would take every step that he could to connect that person with a resource that might be able to get them some help. But, you know, some people do end up needing to be taken into emergency detention.
And then where do they go? Is there a facility in Madison, or what happens then if they are detained?
Right. So the majority of these people end up having to be transported all the way up to Winnebago, because in 2014, the state ended most, with a few exceptions, they ended most civil commitments to the Mendota Mental Health Institute. So most of the emergency detentions are going up to Winnebago.
Is that, are they trying, that's a trip. Are they trying to avoid doing that now? Are they trying to de-escalate instead of that sort of emergency commitment?
I mean, I think certainly in every case, de-escalation would be preferred to emergency detention. I don't think that it's possible in every case.
So you've covered a lot of ground following these recruits along, and there's a lot that they're learning here, from the geography of the city that they'll be working in, as you mentioned, disarming people, basic police procedure, mental illness. It sounds overwhelming. Are you getting a sense that this is overwhelming for these recruits?
So the recruits have about a week and a half left in the academy, and they actually have a big test tomorrow, and that'll be their final written test in the police academy. So I do think that they have a lot that they have to learn, a lot of different topics to cover. But I think they're ready to take that test and get into field training. That'll be the next step. They'll go into field training.
And are you going to follow them into field training as part of this ongoing series?
So I'll be keeping up with them, you know, via phone and email. But unfortunately, I can't go, you know, ride along in a field training car because there's no room. Mm. They only have two seats.
Bridget, thanks a lot for joining us and providing us with this coverage.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Bridget Bowden, WPR's special projects reporter, talking with us about training undergone by Madison's current class of police recruits to better understand mental illness.